Boston public school officials are trying to make sure more than 50,000 kids can keep learning even while Boston schools are closed in the coronavirus outbreak. Is that possible and how to get it done? To talk about that, we're joined right now by Boston School Superintendent Brenda Caselius. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks for speaking live with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you.
So let me start by asking you about the ramp up for the remote teaching effort. Boston has ordered 20,000 Chromebooks and is working to get those to students. How's that effort going?
It's going great. We just had such an overwhelming, wonderful response, and the mayor has been terrific getting partners in this effort. And then our teachers have rallied around putting together lessons and opportunities school by school with their classrooms.
So are teachers ready, and when will this begin?
So we're doing some of it centrally because students have had Google accounts, and they've had also their digital backpacks. And so they're used to using technology in the classroom. And some teachers have, been doing some virtual lessons already, and then some will also be pushed out centrally to students.
So how's this going to look if you're on the student end of this? You're sitting in a home. You'll see the teacher. Will you be able to interact with the teacher and with your fellow students as you would if you were in a classroom?
Yeah, it's really important for the class to stay connected with each other. One of the things that we're concerned about is social isolation for our students and making sure that they still stay connected to their teacher and to their peers so that when we restart, it's as if we didn't miss a beat. And so teachers will be able to touch base with students during the week. We will have other specialists who are touching base with some of our students with special needs, interpretation for some of our students who are not yet speaking English. So we're thinking about all of those things, putting those plans in place as we speak, and just really people coming up with really great ideas too to get everybody connected.
Do you think that by the end of the spring semester, so to speak, by the end of the school year, students will have learned everything of using this remote learning method that they would have learned had they been in an actual Boston classroom?
I don't think so. You never will be able to replace a teacher, so I don't think that they will learn everything. It will be dependent on each and every individual student, the opportunities that they have in their home. We're really counting on our parents to set up schedules for students to make sure that they have a quiet space, that students are academically engaged in their learning. We have also have some print materials that we have given. I've had folks from the community say that they want to deliver books. So there's a lot of wonderful ways for students to stay connected and have continuity of learning plans. But we're going to need our parent partners in this to make sure that students are on task and that they have time with their learning.
But, Superintendent, there must be families in the city who, because of a lack of available income, don't buy Internet service. So how do you ensure that all students will get access, have access to these remote or virtual classrooms?
Well, that's been the wonderful thing, Bob, is that people have stepped up. So we're going to be able to offer a Chromebook to every family that needs one, and also Internet, and Internet access. So we just feel very blessed here in Boston, because we're Boston strong, to be able to do this for our students and make this available.
All right, let me ask about school meals. 72% of Boston public school students are at the federal poverty line. The district has arranged pickup and drop-off sites around the city for students to get those breakfasts and lunches. How have things been going?
It was a great day yesterday. I think the snow helped with some of the slower lines at the beginning, which then gave us a chance to make sure we had our signage up at, make sure that we had our social distancing ready to go. We hold a meeting every evening to problem solve. We serve 1,300 meals plus. I know that over the city, they served over 5,000 meals. We think it's going to ramp up here every day as parents get used to their location to come and get the food, as well as on weekends. So we're ramping up. We have the food. Our vendors have stepped up. We're ready for every single family, and we will not turn any child away, whether you're Boston Public Schools or you go to a different school. We want all children fed in this city.
Is all of this, the remote learning, the school lunches being delivered to students, even though school is not on, is all of this going to throw the city school budget out of whack?
Well, I think that we may have some relief if we can get our federal partners to pass their bills in our state legislature, and then working with the city budget as well. So we're keeping track of all of that now for this COVID response, so that if there are reimbursable expenses, we'll be ready to get those expenses reimbursed from that relief.
All right, Boston School Superintendent Brenda Caselius, thanks very much for speaking live with WBUR's Morning Edition this morning. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
And good luck.
Thank you so much, you as well.